Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
So ready for this, Darren.
Okay, now this one, I don't know how they figured it out. I don't know the science of this, but it has been published in science journals, so it's true.
Okay.
So sometimes I just don't know the science, but I mean, other people way more qualified than me have made the decision.
Okay.
Welsh dolphins have Welsh accents. Can you hear the difference? Can you hear the difference?
Like, was that the Welsh one?
A normal Indian Ocean accent sound, dolphin sounds like this. Yeah. And the Welsh from the Bering Sea dolphin sounds like this. Yeah, it's a completely different accent.
Yeah, it is. But also, I'm trying to think of the Welsh English accent now.
It's too much.
I can't do the Welsh. It's hard. It's like the hardest accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is amazing.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Darren.
You're welcome. So you can have that ruminating in your head throughout the day. In New Zealand, the Christchurch City Council has done something. It's... Kerry and I, this is going to break our hearts.
Oh, no.
You know, some changes are just not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how Sky will feel about this. Did you spend time in
yes,
New Zealand?
Yes, I missed that earthquake in 2011 by one flight.
Well, so, for the first time in their history, the City Council of Christchurch has declined to renew the contract of the official city wizard.
No!
Yeah. There is no longer an official city wizard of Christchurch.
That is just unnecessary.
There's a city wizard.
Yes.
What city thing do we have in Durban?
We don't have an official one, but you can call on the Sangoma anytime you want to.
You can.
But that was really, really cool. They had an official city wizard. And
just watch what happens to Christchurch.
Watch now, people. Yeah.
Their fault.
Exactly. All right. Ariana Grande, or you can say Grandi. Who says Grandi? Apparently the correct pronunciation is Grandi. Like Mother Grundy. You're supposed to say Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Has anyone said Grundy?
Yeah, no.
Do we say Grande?
Grande. Oh,
okay. Because that's important. I'll tell you why. Because one of her most famous tattoos was a tattoo based on a song of hers called Seven Rings.
Yeah.
And she had it tattooed while she was in Japan. And she said, I need you to, in Japanese, Seven Rings, my tattoo.
Yes.
Because that's what's happening in my life right now. Absolutely. Yeah. Left out a character. And I don't know if you know about Japanese writing, but it's really quite precise. You leave out one character, changes everything.
What did it change?
Not just the accent. It changed it to small charcoal grill.
From Seven Rings.
From Seven Rings to still, small
still
charcoal.
Still better than gas, though.
Jeez.
At least it's still charcoal.
Oh.
Even her tattoo is more manly than you, Scott.
Wait, so are you... you would think that someone like an Ariana would have someone else that double checked that before it got inked on, right?
Yeah, no. And there's the thing about ink. Once it's done, it's done.
You can't
I thought
do
it was only us
it,
commoners
yeah.
that got tattoos that
no,
we regret.
No, even... So you can imagine if someone like Ariana Grande can get a faulty tattoo.
Yeah.
But have you checked yours lately?
But can't they add to the characters?
Character? They're so close together, and then Japanese writing is almost like a picture.
Yeah.
So like if you draw a Garfield and you make one of the eyes small and one of them big, you can't fix it.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a proper factor, bro. I don't know that.
So Kerry kind of knew about this. You can see she was alluding to it this morning, and I know that Kerry's going to put her hand up on this one, but I want to hear.
I want to
hear from you, right? I want to hear about your tattoo fail. Am I the only one who's not embarrassed? I love my tattoo.
Me too.
10 years later, yeah. You love your tattoo?
Because I've two. So
you got the springbok, but you lost the
springbok one, and then I got dad's date of birth and date of death.
And you're getting mom's there.
I'll get mom as well. I mean, the springbok one at first, I was a bit like, oh, flip. Because I don't know how to tell my mom.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I actually embrace it.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's with it.
It's sure good.
It's on your arm.
But you know, there's someone who's got like, I will love Sky forever written somewhere.
Yes, I know that. I've seen people.
And that is now wanting to be lasered off or covered up or something.
So I just want to see how prevalent it is. A tattoo regrets. What happened? Is it the wrong place? Is it the wrong tattoo? Did you lose a bit?
Yeah, were you drunk?
I specifically want to hear about.
We've got this picture, and it looks like the left shoulder of a lady, and it says "Only live once," which I thought was a question mark afterwards, but actually, one of the music notes.
Yeah.
And this belongs to Jessica. We got Jessica on the line. Hello, Jess. Good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, Jessica.
So, Jessica, is this on your left clavicle? This tattoo.
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about this. Jess, what happened here?
Okay, so I was 19 years old. Me and my friend had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And we went for tattoos, and I actually got Hakuna Matata on her shoulder, and I got only live once. Only
if you
realize afterwards, it means YOLO. It's a common white girl saying.
Oh, snap, yeah.
I cover it up with the little music note, and I'm still saying to people that it's a song.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh,
and also that font, like, that's quite some font there.
I know.
Well done.
Yeah, never drink and get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Jeez, that should be in every second
and
fortune cookie.
And it's not a small tattoo.
It
that's
doesn't
the
look
worst
small.
Part of everything. Yeah.
That looks like good, like 15 centimeters.
Jessica, I think Carrie's being overly mean to you. I think it's a lovely tattoo. I think the color's nice. The spacing's
lying.
Nice.
Yeah, Darren.
No, Darren. Bro.
I wouldn't judge you on that. Look, you put that tattoo next to penguin dolphin.
Okay, yeah.
I promise you, you'll take this one.
We've seen many, many worse, Jess. But I understand why this one. You maybe wish that you. Had thought twice, drunk once.
There we go.
I'm definitely.
Cheers, Jess. Have a lovely
thanks
day.
Thanks for sharing, Jessica. All right, okay. So buyer's remorse. It's the one item you can't take back for a cashback or money back guarantee.
Yeah.
And so any regrets, people?
Hi, Brian here from Zile. Body tattoos are the worst. You know, when you're young, it's stupid. You do stupid things. I had 3 tattoos like that. Hand tattoos done by hand, and it looked awful. I'm taking my shirt off from the age of 16, right until I was like 20 something.
Oh no.
And I got them covered up with professional tattoos. So, anybody listening right now, don't be an idiot.
That's, I mean, there was a stage when people decided it was cool to try and tattoo yourself. There's actually hand done tattoos.
So, how would you do it?
I'm not going to tell on radio how to do it. What do you think? I'm an idiot. Kids are listening, man. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, but you could Google it.
Kids can Google that.
When you are of age and your parents say it's okay, then you go to a good tattoo artist who you've checked beforehand and seen their work.
I think just save this voice note that you just heard right now. We'll make it accessible to you. You should save that. Listen to that. That is decades of regret in that voice right there. That isn't just sort of this oopsie daisy.
Just pacing his
He
face.
Didn't do it once, not twice, 3 times.
All right. You know what? Send us a picture and the backstory to 061 792 9495 of your tattoo and make us laugh out loud. And you know what? Kerry Miller knows people who knows people. You can find us someone who can fix those, right?
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.